Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We started off the show, and we'd really love to kind of reignite your reaction. That's what makes this whole engine go. So 888-957-9570. We will take your phone calls right now on what all of us will admit on the surface is kind of an innocuous and in some ways really good thing, which is it's been made public, an email exchange between Joe Lacob and a Warrior fan. There's nothing in here that's like crazy or controversial. Warrior fan basically is just like, you got to do something with this team, Joe. This isn't working. What does Steph need to do? Drop 50 every night. Anyway, the point is that the owner of the freaking Warriors immediately hit reply. 2 minutes later, he replied. I want to know where the guy found Joe Lacob's email, by the way. Is it like just posted on the Warriors site? Can you just go to warriors.com and email Joe?
I think he might have reached out to Joe Lacob's private email with the private firm that he works for.
Right. How did he know that? I have no idea. But anyway, Joe's response is, quote, "You can't be as frustrated as me. I am working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy is not the problem," which had kind of been suggested a little bit by the emailer. And then he signs it as Joe. Steve Kerr had to respond to it today when asked about it.
Joe Lacob had an email that, I don't know, leaf, whatever you want to call it. Did you see it?
Yeah. Raymond told me this story. It's not a big deal. Yeah. I'm not concerned about anything like that.
I mean, it did, I guess, express a sense of frustration with the current situation. I guess. How are you feeling, not only, you know, above you, below you, players, all that, just like the growing frustration at 13 and 14?
Well, we're all frustrated. You know, Joe is frustrated. I'm frustrated. Steph and Dre, everybody's frustrated. And this is, you know, kind of how the league works. And, you know, I hate when people, you know, are going to post private emails. Like, imagine if everyone's emails were just publicly posted, how tough that would be to live our lives. So Joe supports me 100%. I support him. We have a great connection, and we've had so much continuity here, and our stable environment and our organization is one of our strengths. And so I didn't even know about it, but Raymond told me about it. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so Steve's going to join us in an hour. We'll talk about it further for sure. But one thing we've done so far, we've kind of talked about, do you want an owner to be this involved?
Yeah.
And, you know, look, Joe Lacob's got a great history here. Joe Lacob cares. He's accessible. These are all very good characteristics. I get a little tense whenever, like, an owner is like, I got the basketball. Let me handle this. I don't think that's great. But honestly, if that's the biggest problem you might have with Joe, that's not necessarily a huge deal. One thing we haven't done yet is piece apart these sentences. And I think that that's interesting. Because even the four of us, adding in Grandy and Lucas, we've been talking out kind of sentence by sentence, how do you translate this? So let's go sentence one. You can't be as frustrated as me. All right, that's great. Owner cares. Next one, I am working on it. We talked about the whole, you've talked a lot about the I word, but okay, not a big deal. He's working on it. That's good, right? It's complicated. Okay. And now he gets into three sentences where you're like,
huh?
Okay. It's like, who are you talking to, and what do you mean? So he says, style of play. So that feels like, and again, I don't know. Does this mean he disagrees with these things? I'm working on it.
Right.
Style of play.
Yeah.
Do you not like Steve Kerr's style of play. A lot of fans would agree with you right now.
Or perhaps it's the style of play that you have to play based on the roster construction.
Okay, so now the next sentence, coaches' desires regarding players.
Ah, that to me is the most undermining part of it.
I mean, that feels like all roads
lead to Kuminga.
Sure.
I mean, what other, unless like the owner doesn't like Pat Spencer and the coach desires playing a lot of Pat Spencer, I don't know what that actually means beyond Kuminga. That feels very Kuminga-centric.
It does to me, too, unless, of course, he's saying that Steve Kerr and, by the way, he says coaches, and there's no apostrophe, so I also don't know. Like, coaches, ES. So he's talking about coaches,
right?
I think. And again, he's typing it on an iPhone. Maybe he means Steve Kerr. Maybe he means the whole staff. Maybe the staff comes to Joe and says, we only want guards. Please.
Right.
If
these big guys.
Anybody who's 6'6 or above, we hate them. Please don't bring them to our team. I don't know. But style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. League trends.
Yeah. League trends are
lanky, athletic wings who can shoot,
play fast, and shoot a bunch of threes. Okay. And yes, exactly what you said. Like, be long, be athletic, and, you know, get after people and go up and down. And that the league trends, the Warriors used to be the leader of the league trends. The Warriors were the ones who first made it a trend to shoot a bunch of threes, shoot a 30-footer, shoot a 35-footer. It doesn't matter. That's the trend they started. And now everybody's caught up to them and passed them. And so, yeah, how are you going to match those league trends?
And then he ends it with Jimmy is not the problem. I agree with that, by the way. I don't think Jimmy, like, could Jimmy Butler, could all of this package differently? Could he look a little bit better? Sure. But, like, on my list of things right now with the Golden State Warriors, Jimmy Butler does not make the top three at all.
Well, what is the problem? Jimmy's not the problem.
There isn't one problem.
You're right. So if you want to talk, and I'll ask Steve this later about, you know, what are the problems mm-hmm. right now? And defensively, if you want to look at the rating, and he'll cite this, their defensive rating is pretty good.
Yep.
It's top eight in the league, depending on what site you look at. I'm looking at Basketball Reference, and they're sixth. So their defensive rating is actually really good. The offense is 21st out of 30. So what is the problem? Jimmy's not the problem. What is the problem? And the way I look at it, Mark, is you don't have anybody outside of Steph who you can consistently count on to score the basketball. You've got your shooter group, including Buddy Hield, who can't shoot. Your stretch five, Al Horford, who's got sciatica, and he can't play. And then you've got your defensive guys. GP2 had a few nice games, and he doesn't really play much anymore. TJD, God love him, has a hard time catching the basketball. So, like, what is the problem? And you're right. It's a myriad of problems.
I don't know how I would whittle it down to the problem, but...
Like, what are the problems?
Well, just a few words that pop to mind. The team turns the ball over too much.
Yep.
Okay? Both he and Kyle Shanahan and many others love to use the word connected. They are disconnected. This is a disconnected group. And for a myriad of reasons, whether it be injuries, whether it be changing lineups, and then that leads to maybe the third word that I would bring up, which is relationships. I think that there is too much discord and tension in the room right now. And that probably has a bunch of spider legs on it. You know what I mean? If you sequestered everybody in the room, I bet you'd get a bunch of stuff. And you can sort of see it. Draymond is Draymond. So Draymond rubs some people the wrong way. And Draymond can be difficult. He's also kind of brilliant. He's a savant. He's turning the ball over a lot. He's getting older. There's all the Draymond stuff. Jimmy's the new guy, but the honeymoon is over. Jimmy probably has his opinions for sure about how this thing should operate. He's said publicly he hates turnovers beyond anything in the world, and they turn the ball over constantly. So he's probably super ticked about the way this is all going. Steph's trying to hang on for dear life and always doesn't want to upset anybody. And then, as you put it, 4 through 12 is probably mostly made up of people who think they should be playing more than they are. They want to be, they would love more definition and more playing time, preferably, than what they're getting. And all of that leads to Steve Kerr and do a better job managing all that. And he stood up and he said, I need to do a better job of managing all of that. It's very hard. Because he also probably doesn't really have the pieces.
Right.
That he would need to do it perfectly. So they're disconnected. They turn the ball over too much, and I think they've got some wonky relationships right now. A lot of tension in the room.
Yeah.
Those are my reasons.
And those are great reasons. And if you want to get to the 4 through 12, who in the 4 through 12 group do you look at and go, yeah, you deserve to play as much as you are, if not more? And what we think does not align with what Steve thinks, because what Steve thinks is Pods. Pods leads the team in total minutes. He's getting 28 minutes a night, and he is a guy who is a connector. He's a guy who plays the way that they want somebody to play. He's getting you 12 a night, almost 5 rebounds, and he actually doesn't turn the ball over very often. So Pods is one of those guys who is going to be in that 4 through 12. And then when you go through, you've got your shooter, Buddy, who's not shooting great.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your defender, GP2, who for some reason doesn't get out there and play very often. He plays 12 minutes a night. You've got Kuminga with the ha-ha, but he's not playing the way you want, so you have to play Gee instead. You've got Pat Spencer, who was lightning in a bottle for a week and a half, and now he's kind of regressed to where he's supposed to be. Melton is getting better, but you can't play him more than 20 minutes right now because he's off an ACL. Quinton Post is a great spot-up shooter as a seven-footer, you know. So there's a lot of different things where most of these guys are flawed.
Let me answer that, and then we're going to go to the phones here. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I think that you just nailed why you have to at least give Steve Kerr a little bit of grace of, ooh, this is hard. This is hard. Because you just laid out all of these players.
I wasn't even done.
You weren't done. And you're like, who deserves more?
Right.
And I'm like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't think anybody's really got a case. Now, I could easily just respond by saying Kuminga because, like, I don't really know if it makes sense to just be flat out not playing him at all. That doesn't feel right to me. At the same time, you can't play 13 or 14 guys. And so I, like, just as quickly can be like, I don't really like that Will Richard is not playing at all. And you have trouble shooting, and you won't put Seth Curry in the game. Well, you can't play 14. So who's got, like, just an absolute crazy case that they're playing great, and they're leading to winning, and they're not getting enough minutes? No one.
Right.
Nobody.
Well, when you add in that last piece of, and they're not getting enough minutes, because if you look at Pods, like, he's a guy who's playing a lot, and he's a guy who's not killing you very often.
Not killing you. He's not lifting you.
No.
He's not drowning you.
Right. He's not a problem.
Right. You usually have a good quarter, and then he'll have a bad quarter, and then a good shot, and then he'll have a shot that drives you nuts. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And that little 10-foot floater that he
I could kind of do without that.
I totally could, but I mean,
we could lose
a lot
that
of times
one.
You get late in the shot clock and he does that little dribble move and he does that little one-legged floater and it's like, even if he makes it, great, 2 points.
I mean, it's the shot that he can get off, so I get why he takes it. He's hit some very big threes. What's his three-point percentage this year? What's he doing from beyond the arc?
He's at 30. Where's Pods? Pods, he's at 40.6.
That's great. That's legitimately really good.
Yeah.
So, again, I will go to my grave thinking that y'all hate Pods, which has nothing to do with Pods. It's completely circumstantial because this thing has been denigrated into a schoolyard argument of he started it. Like, that's what this feels like to me. You're mad at Pods because he plays a lot, and he's not, I don't think he's necessary. I don't know that he's better than Jonathan. He's better than Jonathan at some things. He's worse than Jonathan at some things. He's nowhere near as athletic. But, you know, pound for pound, he's a better rebounder or has been in his career. He also plays a completely different position, so I've never understood why they get compared, but I get it. He represents something to people. Steve loves that guy, and Steve doesn't love that guy. But, like, the whole thing has denigrated into a bunch of ridiculousness. There's nobody else in the NBA shooting beyond 40% from the arc that the fan base hates. That doesn't exist anywhere else.
And it's because he gets, you know, caught in switches with, you know, bigger guys, and he gets dominated down low, and, you know, he runs up to take a charge, and somebody goes around him, and it's easy to, you know, make him the pincushion when you're frustrated at other things. And just looking at the plus minus, the box score plus minus, you've got a lot of guys in the same range of negative 0.3, Pods, Moody, TJD, GP2, Draymond's a minus 2, all the way down to Kuminga, minus 4.6. So a lot of your guys, players 4 through 13, they are net negatives on the floor.
Going to go out to the phones. Also mention the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Emotional moment for me. My grandmother from heaven has texted in. Apparently, she's got a 318 area code and says the word. Well, it says the word is devolved, not denigrated.
Okay.
So my grandma, who is my grammar police, is clearly listening to the show. Thank you, Grandma. Grandma's great to see you.
It's pretty awesome.
It's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. Not that you're wrong, but still, nobody likes the grammar police. Alex in Oakland. Hi, Alex. Thank you for calling.
What's up, fellas? You guys said most of the stuff that I wanted to say, far as what's going on with the team. The main thing is your core is too old to run the offense like you want to run. It worked 10 years ago when everybody was 10 years younger. It's not working today, because your core is too old to run those plays. Thing number two, and I'm going to say it again every time I call about the Warriors, play your younger players more. Guys keep saying, oh, well, we don't know how they play and we can't figure out how they play. Well, you're not letting them play. When Draymond went out of that game, I forget the game, but Draymond got hurt that game and they were losing. What happened? Everything sped up. Play your young legs. Let those guys run. Give Steph and Draymond and Jimmy another 3 minutes rest and let them guys run. Because as soon as Draymond went out of that game, that whole game sped up.
You're
no
talking about,
Jimmy,
yeah.
No Steph, no Draymond.
You're talking about the game in Philly, Alex. Thank you very much. I think Alex speaks for many. I can't argue the point. Like the Warriors, I feel, though, they've been stuck in that vortex for not just weeks, not just months, but years of the concept of you got to get younger, you got to get some of these guys minutes, and how that butts heads with Steph Curry and the old guard and them still wanting to hang on to doing it the way they used to do it. Those two things butt heads.
Yep.
And I don't think either one of them lead to a long playoff run.
I agree with you, and that ship has sailed when you went ahead and brought in Al Horford and you traded for Jimmy Butler. You doubled down on this, and the thing that's really most galling to me is what's happened in 4 years in the association from when the Warriors won the chip to now. Most teams are playing faster. Most teams are obviously younger than the Warriors, so it's kind of a two-headed monster of the game is faster and you're slower. There's really no elixir. There's no cure.
And you were kind of old then.
Right, you were old then, but teams didn't play like they are now.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you're still trying to do the same thing, which is too slow, and you're 4 years older.
Right, and 16 teams now play fast.
Right, and you turned Andrew Wiggins into Jimmy Butler. So he's even older. He's not just 4 years older. He's like 8 years older.
And Jimmy's not an up-and-down speedster. No. He's effective in the half court.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.